Dr. Abdel Basit Mourghani is actually a professor of clinical psychology at the Al Jazeera University. And he is the founder of Al Fanar Association, working in Khartoum. He is a renowned professor and has been working on human rights for more than 30 years. And the relationship that we have is that he's also working with rehabilitation for victims of torture.
So what do you know about his detention?
We don't know very much at all. We know that probably on Tuesday he disappeared, and somebody said that they had seen that the security officers had taken him away. They don't know where he has been taken to and what his condition is like, and this is, of course, totally unacceptable.
Had Dr. Mourghani had any problems with the security forces before?
I really don't know if he's had problems with the security forces. I think it's quite clear that people who stand up for human rights and work against torture and for the torture survivors are bound to have some problems with the authorities in Sudan. But I don't know exactly his history, whether he has had problems before. As I said, he is a renowned professor of clinical psychology and a very humble man going about his business and working with torture survivors also. So we don't really see why he should have been detained at all.
Now, I understand you're concerned about his health.
Yes, indeed. He has hypertension and a heart condition, so he needs medicine urgently. And since neither his family nor his colleagues or friends know his whereabouts, nobody can really help him. It's bad enough to be detained, but if you also have a health condition, this is very serious. So we have alerted the international community in Sudan, the United Nations, the European Commission, many of the embassies there. Of course, today is Friday, but nevertheless, to attract their attention to the fact that he has been taken away by the security forces and we don't really know at all where he is. We demand, of course, to know where he is and then that we can help him immediately. And also, of course, you know, what is he charged for? We don't even know. Are there any charges at all against him?